Thank you. the feeling that we are going to enjoy ourselves here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
here, give you a little tribute. Tribute to Mr. Hendrix there. Yeah, I was very lucky to meet Jimmy in the 60s in London. And he was such a nice guy, you know, really humble guy. And he blew us all away. But 1 week, we released Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the Friday. We used to release on the Fridays. And Jimmy had a concert on the Sunday night, and by Sunday, he'd learned Sergeant Pepper and was opening his act with it. How cool was that for me? And he came on, and he was playing usual style, and he was thrashing away with his the Bixby arm. And after about 10 minutes of this, like, in those days, that used to put your guitar wildly out of tune, you know. So he looks out in the audience and says, "Is Eric there?" He's looking for Eric. "Is Eric there, man?" Eric's shrinking down in his seat, thinking, "No, not this way." He said, "Could you come and tune this for me, man?" There's a song from our new album, it's The Fireman, Electric Argument.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you feeling? I wrote this next song in the 60s. The Scream from the 60s. Let's cheer decades. About the 50s. Anyway, there were a lot of troubles going on around the world, particularly in the southern states here in America, a lot of troubles with civil rights, and we saw a lot of this on the news in England, and so I was imagining a young black girl going through all of this, and I wrote this next song to kind of symbolize what I felt. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You've only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these open eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night.
Thank you.
you know, there's so many things you don't say to people in your relationship with them. And when they pass away, you think, I wish I said that, you know. We just don't do that in life. It's a good reminder to try and remember to do those when people are around. Anyway, so this was in the form of a conversation that I imagined I might have had with Joel, the main lead to this song. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today,
everybody gonna dance around, everybody gonna Everybody gonna dance around tonight.
And your mind says, don't read those. But the other bit in your mind says, read the notes. problem. So you do, you end up reading the Does John Hemel's assistant need an assistant? I mean, I'm reading that, you know, trying to remember whatever and all this stuff. No tattoo, a kiss will do. I love it really. But you know, sometimes, right?
Thank you.
多烦我。
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm down, 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 I'm
because all the girls are screaming, you know? I agree with that, fellas. That is quite a noise. I'm a bit shameless, you know, because I do like it. I'll stop now. Okay, one more then. Okay, alright, I don't know if any of you know that, but George Harrison was a great ukulele player. Thank you, God, he loved the instrument. In fact, he gave me this ukulele. I went around to his, hey, let's hear it for George. I said, Jamal, I've been working this little song, you know. So I played it to him. This is what we said.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in her. Somewhere in the smart she knows that I don't need no lover. Something in the stars that shows me I don't want to leave her now. Where are we going to leave her now?
those pictures that you saw in the back there were taken by Linda. Nice pictures.
Thank you. lose my love.